The spirit of giving is in the air, but before you go out and buy your gifts this season, listen to these tips from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service. Just might help you and your family control the temptation to overspend this year. First, establish a budget and stick to it. Decide exactly how much money you can afford to spend. Thinking about how much something costs may feel like it tarnishes the spirit of giving, but it's smart, and it'll keep you from having to pay for holiday 2003 through 2004 and beyond. Second, pick up a catalog or two from a major department store in your area. You don't have to purchase from that store, but the catalog is full of good gift ideas, plus how much those gifts cost. Tell your older children what their Christmas budget is and have them make selections within that price range. It's a good money lesson for them, and it'll help you make better gift decisions after you've established your budget, too. Third, after you've decided on the type of gifts you'll buy, make a list and follow it to the letter. This will reduce the possibility of impulse buying. Fourth, shop the sales, but don't wait forever for that great end-of-the-season sale price. You'll panic if you wait until right before the holidays to shop, and when you're in a panic, you'll make bad buying decisions. And finally, be creative even if you don't think you've got a creative bone in your body. If you're crafty, build or make something and give it as a gift. If you're Mr. or Ms. Fix-It around the house, give someone the gift of your time, paint or wallpaper a room, change the oil on the car, offer babysitting services, or whip up something in the kitchen as a gift. Just because it's inexpensive or you don't buy it in a department store, doesn't mean your parents, children, or friends won't appreciate it. In fact, they may appreciate it more because it came from the heart. When it comes to gift giving this holiday season, plan ahead, develop a budget, and stick to it. You'll thank yourself next January when your credit card bills arrive and they're manageable.